إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، we praise Allah, and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you take a look, as you listen to the current affairs of the Muslims locally or nationally and abroad, then take a look at these events in light of the most truthful speech, the Qur'an, and the finest guidance, the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we continue with the recitation and the translation in the tafsir of Surah Al-Fath, and the statement of Allah Ta'ala, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, He is the one who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, that it may prevail over all other religions, and Allah is sufficient as a shaheed, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. We were quoting the hadith last week of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gives clarity to the statement of Allah Ta'ala. عن ثوبان قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله زوى لي الأرض فرأيت مشارقها ومغاربها وإن أمتي سيبلغ ملكها ما زوي لي منها وعطيت الكنزين الأحمر والأبيض وإني سألت ربي لأمتي ألا أهلكها بسنة عامة وألا يسلط عليهم عدوا من سوى أنفسهم فيستبيح بيضتهم وإن ربي قال يا محمد إني إذا قضيت قضاء فإنه لا يرد وإني أعطيتك لأمتك ألا أهلكهم بسنة عامة ولا أسلط عليهم عدوا من سوى أنفسهم يستبيح بيضتهم ولو اجتمع من أقطارها أو قال من بين أقطارها حتى يكون بعضهم يهلك بعضا ويسبي بعضهم بعضا أخرجه مسلم. ثوبان رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed Allah showed me all the corners of the earth,
until I saw the east and the west. And indeed, my ummah, my nation, its kingdom will reach that which Allah had showed me from the corners of the earth. And I have been given the treasures of the white and the red. And indeed, I ask my Lord for my ummah, that He will not destroy them by a widespread famine, and that they will not be conquered by an enemy other than from amongst their own souls. My Lord, He said, O Muhammad, indeed if I have decreed a qada, then indeed it will not be rejected or changed. And indeed I have given you for your ummah that they will not be destroyed by widespread famine, and that they will not be conquered by an enemy except from amongst their own selves, even if the whole world were to combine together against them, until they destroy them all, their own selves, until they take each other as war captives collected by Imam Muslim. And this hadith, there's a point that it's very necessary for us whenever we cover it to explain it in brief, as we'll try to do in the khutbah, and in detail as we'll try to this evening in the lecture inshallah ta'ala. And that's the statement of Allah ta'ala in this hadith, Ya Muhammad, إِذَا قَضَيْتُ قَضَاءً فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُرَدْ. O Muhammad, if I have decreed a qada, if I have decreed a decree, then indeed it will not be changed. The qada, or as it's called in other ayat or hadith, qadr, or the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must understand that there is two types of qada. One qada, this is the preordained universal, or the way that Allah created things to be. This is one type of decree or qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other type of qada is the religious Islamic commandment type of qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's important that we understand both of these type of decrees, as we see evidences from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book to support both types of qada. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَقُولُ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, the originator of the heavens and the earth, or the creator of the heavens and the earth, if He ever decrees a qada, then all He says to it is be, and it is. Or as Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He says in other ayat, فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and we have decreed them seven heavens in 2 days, and we decreed for each heaven its decree, and we have beautified the lowest heavens with stars and that which will guard. This is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. And these ayat, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that His decree, it is a preordained decree that Allah has already decreed before creation. That it's a universal way that Allah had created things to be, and this is one type of decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other type of decree is the religious Islamic commandment type of decree that we see in the likes of the statement of Allah ta'ala, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Al-Ayah, where Allah ta'ala, He says, and your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be kind to your parents. Or as we see in the other ayat, in the statement of Allah Ta'ala, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, it is not right or correct that a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah has decreed an affair, that they have any choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then indeed he has gone clearly astray. We see in these ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has divided His qada into two types. Or the qadr, or the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is of two types. One type is the preordained universal way that Allah created things to be. And the other type is the religious Islamic commandment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with. Please understand these two types of qada, otherwise we fear that we may fall into the statement of the disbelievers who came before us, or those from these days and times, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains with the statement, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُصُونَ قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and those who disbelieve will soon say, if Allah wanted, if Allah, meaning if Allah decreed, we would have not committed shirk. We would have not worshipped other than Allah along with Allah, or ascribed partners in worship with Allah. Nor would our forefathers have disbelieved and committed shirk in Allah. Nor would we have made haram the things we have made haram. Meaning from amongst the things that Allah had not given them permission to make it haram. Allah continues as He says, this is how those who came before them also disbelieved, until the punishment came to them. Say, do you have any knowledge that you can present to us? Indeed, you only follow suspicion or conjecture, and indeed you are those who disbelieve. Say, the strongest, clearest proofs are for Allah, and if He had pleased, He would have guided all of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, He makes it clear that there is no excuse for disbelief in Him and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, with the excuse of your ignorance. And the two types of qada, that you make the qada which is religious and Islamic and a commandment, you make it like the qada which has been preordained and universal, or the way that Allah created things, and you use it as an excuse to disobey Allah Ta'ala. But the universal, the preordained way that Allah created things to be, from the qada of Allah Ta'ala, we have no control. The way Allah created things to be, they will be, and we have no control except to be content and satisfied and pleased with the qada of Allah Ta'ala. But when it comes to the qada which is the religious, Islamic commandment of Allah Ta'ala, then this qada, we have either the option of being obedient to this qada, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us, and He is pleased and will be happy with this, or we will disbelieve and disobey this commandment or qada of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will be displeased with us, and He will punish us, as He says in this ayat, for the way of the people who came before us. There's a difference in the two types of qada. Don't use one as an excuse for the other, but understand your deen so that you don't fall into what the people who came before you fell into, and understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, as Allah ta'ala makes it clear with his statement, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and if your Lord had pleased, or if your Lord had decreed, all of the people on earth altogether would have believed. But will you be the one to force the people to be believers? And no soul can believe except by the permission of Allah. and he has made lost and going astray on those who do not understand. Understand the difference between the two qadas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the preordained way that Allah has things to be, and we have no control over this except to be pleased and content with it. And understand the other qadda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religious Islamic commandment of Allah, that He commands us to believe and worship Him alone without ascribing any partners in worship with Him, and to obey Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be rewarded if we do so, and we will be punished if we don't. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring clarity to us and our understanding of His deen, and make us from amongst the Muslims who understand the difference between the qada of Allah and the qada of Allah.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. Ad-Dahhak rahimahullah, from amongst the scholars of the tafsir, he says, لا حجة لأحد عصى الله ولكن لله الحجة البالغة على العباد. He says, rahimahullah, that no one has any evidence or proof that he has a right to disobey Allah, but rather Allah has the clearest proofs against His servants. He makes it clear that no one has a right to disbelieve in or disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the excuse that Allah made me this way. I didn't want to disbelieve, I didn't want to disobey Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things this way. He uses the qada or the qadr of Allah al-kawniyah, or the way, the preordained way that Allah created things to be, as an excuse for the qada al-shar'iyya, or the religious Islamic commandment qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he worship Allah alone and ascribe no partners in worship with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shows us that if you believe with the type of disbelief and have the misunderstanding of these two types of qada, like the people who came before you, then what will happen to you, or the evil consequences that you will have, will be because of that. Just like on the other hand, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, then you would have the beautiful consequences and results like those people who came before you who believe properly. As Allah ta'ala says in some of this ayat with the statement, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, are you waiting except for the way of those who came before you? Meaning, are you waiting to see how Allah would deal with you like the way He dealt with those who came before you? Indeed, you will not find any change to the way of Allah. Indeed, you will not find any change to the way of Allah. If you live your life one way, your consequences will be the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for living that lifestyle, and you won't find any change in the way of Allah. Or on the other hand, if you believe and you live a lifestyle of belief and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will receive the results of that. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَقَدَ كَتَبَنَا فِي الزُّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. And we have written down in the Zubur, or in the revelation after the remembrance, that indeed the earth will be inherited by my righteous servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He shows that the people who believe in Him and follow the way of the righteous, then they will be the people who inherit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's earth. As Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, وَأَنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah ta'ala, He says, and the earth is for Allah alone. He is the only owner and controller and creator of the earth. And He will let inherit it who He chooses from amongst His servants. And the final abode
is for those who have piety, or those who fear Allah. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be the ones who inherit the earth, those who will be in charge of this earth. It's according to the way we believe and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will earn us the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we've been saying with the recitation and the translation in the tafsir of Surah Al-Fath, the chapter of the conquest, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had gave His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba victory. He gave them victory because they understood the qada of Allah ta'ala. They understood that Allah had a qada, which is a religious Islamic commandment, and they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they lived the end results of the qada of Allah, or the preordained universal way that Allah has things to be, by inheriting the land because they were from amongst the righteous. And this could be our way too if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's take a look at the statement of Allah ta'ala. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in this ayah, Allah has promised those amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will make them leaders in the land, just as He has made those who came before them leaders in the land. And He will strengthen and establish for them the deen, their deen that He is pleased with for them. And He will replace their fear. He will replace their fear with peace and safety and security. They worship Me alone and don't ascribe any partners and worship with Me. And whoever denies after this, then they are those who are fasiqoon, disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, He shows us the way to be on top of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the way to be in charge and to be victorious. And this is by believing in Allah and the performance of righteous deeds. This is by worshipping Allah ta'ala alone without ascribing any partners in worship with Him. This is the way to be on top of the world. But we have to understand, and we have to reflect on the two types of qada. The qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is His preordained universal way that Allah created things to be. And we have to understand that Allah has another type of qada, meaning His religious Islamic commandment. And if we understand these two types of qada, then we might achieve this type of leadership in the land. We have to take a look, as we take a look back at those who came before us. They lived a lifestyle that earned them the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they earned. And we live lifestyles and we earn the type of humiliation that we're living. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn us back to His deen. Oh Allah, we ask You to purify the belief in our hearts. Oh Allah, we ask You to bring us back to the correct belief in You and what You have us to believe in. Oh Allah, we ask You to give us the success of the performance of righteous deeds. Oh Allah, we ask You to make us from amongst those who worship You alone and don't ascribe any partners in worship with You. Oh Allah, we ask You to make us leaders in the land as You have made those who came before us leaders in the land. And oh Allah, we ask for You to help us establish this deen that You are pleased with for us as You have established it for those who came before us. And we ask You to replace our fear and our flight with safety and peace and security as You have replaced those who came before us. Oh Allah, we ask You to increase us in the understanding of Your qada and to make us pleased and satisfied with that which You have decreed for us with the type of decree that was already preordained, the universal way that you have things to be. O Allah, make us satisfied and content with the way that you have decreed things to be with your qada. And O Allah, we ask you to make us obedient to your qada, the religious Islamic commandment that you command us with, and being obedient to you and your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and worshipping you and without ascribing any partners in worship with you. O Allah, make us obedient to your qada. O Allah, make us obedient to your qada, and make us pleased and content with your qada. And O Allah, give us the understanding of your qada and your qada, and don't let it be an excuse for us to disbelieve in you and your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, don't let the qada be a way for us as an excuse to be disobedient to you and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, give us victory over the disbelieving people as you have gave your prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory over the disbelieving people. O Allah, make us victorious. O Allah, make us successful. O Allah, give us the strength and the power to make us leaders in the land as you have done those who came before us. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.